This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alex 105.9.
Okay, the Red Robin fiasco. Let's start with that, shall we?
Oh, boy.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Burger lovers are out of luck as Red Robin sold out of its recently announced bottomless burger passes, which were extremely difficult to purchase due to the chain's website crashing over and over.
You know what? In the month of May, I'm not going to Red Robin.
You're not going? You're just boycotting?
I'm mad now.
Yeah, I know.
I'm mad. And I think this is going to backfire. I really do.
Well, I would like to meet somebody that got the pass. Yeah.
Tell us how many you sold.
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell us.
Yeah,
what?
That's
what. 10?
Mm-hmm.
Scam.
And the other thing is, then we found out that after people were, I guess, allegedly being duped and they were being charged for the actual price it would cost, which was
$682.
Yeah, so people were getting charged $682 once they got in.
Red Robin.
Yum. That people are mad on their IG. They are just ruthless. They're like, we're done with Red Robin. Hopefully you go bankrupt.
Yeah, I mean, they were looking at this like it was going to be a great promotion, but it went the wrong way. Yeah.
Look, if you're going to make this offer, you got to do it big. You got to go for it, man. You got to make sure that, first of all, that your website works, okay? Nobody could get in. Then you got to tell us how many is available. What can we do here? Do we keep trying all through the weekend? They said they sold out within like 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's what they said.
That tells me maybe 50 cards.
We did everything we could to anticipate interest in the bottomless burger pass, including working with our web and gift card partners to prepare for the influx of traffic. But due to overwhelming excitement in the pass, our website and supporting system crashed. We're sorry that this happened to our loyal guests. All passes have been sold.
Yeah. You know, and you guessed it yesterday, Jamie, when we were counting this thing down. Remember, it was this time yesterday. We were only at the 6-minute mark, ready to buy our pass. So excited. But you nailed it yesterday. You know, it was the shrimp that did end.
Yep,
the Red Lobster people. There's no way that they can afford this with the Red Robin.
Do you remember when Carson told us that it was the shrimp that put out Red Robin? I mean,
yeah.
Red Lobster, and we didn't believe him, and we're like, you're so dumb,
yeah,
you're so
we called
stupid.
Him names, all
they lost $11 million.
And we were like, no, they didn't, you're just dumb. And he was right.
Where do you read that kind of crap?
Yeah.
I mean, what'd you get it on the internet? Yeah, we gave him all kinds of crap.
Yeah, that was a sad day.
I don't know if we ever apologized.
No, I don't think we did.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
I'll take that as an apology.
There's a new trend sweeping the nation. I did not know about this. It's painting your fingernails green.
Really?
Yeah, women are, I don't know if this is
why
true.
Green?
For peace and love and stuff. It says, according to Google's March Beauty Report.
Well, I like peace and love.
I didn't know that there was a Google March Beauty Report.
I didn't either.
Yes. Hmm.
Yeah, it says that women are choosing peace, abundance, and good vibes, thus going to green nails, and it's called the green nail theory.
Huh.
I've never heard of this in my life.
Well, that's wacky.
You have a wife. Have you heard of this?
No. No, we're not. Wife? She's not green yet.
Nope. No mention of it at all.
Nope.
Spadil, you had a girlfriend once. Did she mention?
No, I didn't hear anything about this spring nails.
You want to call her up and ask?
No.
It's going to reach the call.
Good.
Touch base.
No. Check in.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You sure?
No.
Remember?
What? I forgot who was the quotable quote. Like, you know, if they don't value you, then don't give them any more of your time.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you mean, you guess? Yeah. Somebody said
unless
it very...
Unless you're desperate.
Okay.
If you're desperate, then you got to kind of bypass those rules.
No, it was like Julia Roberts, like, know your worth.
Well, she's worth a lot. And trust me, okay, Spadil knows his worth.
Yeah. And
it's not huge.
All right, they call her. I don't care.
You know, somebody like her, she's got some worth. But yeah. People like you and me, Spadil, we don't have a lot of worth.
Hey,
out
way
there.
To add yourself in there, so it like yeah. It didn't feel as mean.
No, I feel right there too. When I was Spadil's age, I was right there where he is.
Okay, yeah, we're in this together, man.
We're in this together.
Yeah, that was nice.
All right, I'll take me out of it. If that makes you happy, Jamie, I'll take me out of it. Spadil, do you know your worth?
You know your worth, right?
I have an idea.
And if don't chase people because they show you what. You know how important you are, right?
Right.
And you're not important to her, so bye.
He's got chaser worth. His worth.
His worth?
Yeah.
What is his worth? Anyway, going back to green nails. Sorry about that. That should have, I should have never brought
it's
you in.
It's fine.
Let's just keep kicking them and kicking them.
I enjoy when you come in to the conversation.
Just here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what happened?
You kicked a trash can.
No, yeah. I forget what a great actress I am, and I actually knocked it over.
She really got into it.
You know, because you might have seen me in Rockstar,
I
movie.
Did.
Yeah.
I did.
Bold and Beautiful, Young and Restless.
No, I didn't see any of those, but I saw Rockstar a couple of times.
That was amazing. Yeah. All right, anyway.
Green nails.
Yeah. Thank you. Focus. My God. Peace, abundance, and good vibes. Red nails are for love and attraction, it says. Blue is for commitment and stability. Green nails is emotional, spiritual, and even financial, blah, blah, blah. Whatever.
In Bold and Beautiful, were you bold? Who played Beautiful?
See, you guys, it's fair all the way around. Like, he hits everybody. He hits us all. Right in the kisser. Just all of us. Nobody is, you know.
Sorry about that slap.
Yeah, I was bold. It's. Let me just put green nails. Yeah, that's what they're saying. Green nails. Hey, can we play what Deion Sanders said about it's over in the Vox book?
Oh, yeah.
Deion Sanders is not backing down from his kid, Shalom or whatever. What's his name?
Shadur.
Having his outfit.
Jersey. His jersey.
Outfit was retired.
Number two.
Yeah.
Number two.
So here's what he had to say about it.
Why do you think that? What was your message, like maybe Buff Nation and Buff alums who are? Where,
I don't have
why,
a message. I'm praying for my AD. I love him to life, Rick George. Let's get the elephant out of the room. I don't want to talk about this too long. I'm gonna just talk briefly and let it go. We talking about Shador. We ain't talking about nobody else. But his last name wasn't Sanders. We wouldn't have this discussion. The only reason we were having this discussion is his last name is Sanders. Okay, that's it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly
right?
Why we're having this conversation.
Because
he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah.
Okay, doesn't deserve it.
Do you have all the right. Channel 9 report?
Oh,
that's
I do.
Brilliant.
I do. But let me mention this real quick here. I watched that video of Deion Sanders. It must have been really cold up in Boulder yesterday.
Why is that?
He's got on a parka with the hoodie up.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was all bundled up.
It must have been freezing up there yesterday.
It felt like it didn't get cold till late.
It was 75 down here.
I was invited to a barbecue. Lori invited me to a barbecue.
It's just different weather when you go to Boulder, man.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Here's the reporter from 9 News.
I absolutely disagree with this decision. Hunter, as a Heisman winner, I could understand. Then again, Rashawn Salaam had to wait 23 years for his number retirement. But Shador seems like a forced plus one here, quarterbacking your team to a 10-7 record over 2 years and ending with a blowout loss in the Alamo Bowl does not qualify you for immediate jersey retirement. CU has so much history and so many legends in their 135 years, and perhaps one day would be the right day to retire Shador's number, but not today. And I feel like the school felt like they had to do it to please the head coach, and oh yeah, maybe sell some more tickets to the spring game.
And Schlong had to wait 23 years.
Yeah, he sure did. Is that his name, Schlong?
Is it?
Rashan Salam.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
well, I was close.
I don't know what's going on over there, but it's a lot.
Salam.
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 Yeah. Salami.
Rashan Salam.
Like did they salami, call him Salami, right? though?
Like Salami. I don't know if they did or if they didn't. Yeah.
That's a good name.
It is a good name.
He's way
it's
before
easier
my
for
time.
Me to remember it instead of Schlong. Salami.
Salami.
Yeah.
Salami.
Right? First Heisman winner for Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Look at
He won the Heisman.
He did.
What year was that?
I think it's like 93. I have to Google it.
Now, when you talk up like that, does that mean you don't know?
Yeah, it means I'm guessing. Yeah. Yeah.
And what year was it? 2022.
No.
What?
It says he played there for 1992 to 94.
He was a 94 Heisman Trophy winner.
Okay. All right. And it took 23 years to retire. Well, this isn't fair.
Yeah, he won in 94.
Well, this is not fair.
What did I see about 2022? Oh, that's when he went into the Hall of Fame. Yeah, this isn't
fair.
This
forever.
Is not fair. Right. You cannot put Sanders in there.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you can put Travis Hunter in there now, this year. I think you have to wait. If Salami had to wait 23 years, then it's only
well,
fair.
Well, he shouldn't have had to wait, but like Travis Hunter shouldn't have to wait either. He won the Heisman.
Doesn't matter. He did wait. He had to wait. He waited.
This guy won the Heisman. Yeah. He had to wait.
Yeah, he had to wait.
That's what his point is.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have had to wait. So, we shouldn't keep going with that.
Yeah, don't keep that. Don't let that be a statement.
Are you listening?
No, the team needs to change the way that they do things and actually give credit to their athletes.
I think Travis Hunter deserves it.
You can change it in 23 years.
Have you guys ever eaten salami and just gotten grossed out? Like
yes.
It's in your mouth
all
and all of a sudden
time.
You're like,
it's too waxy.
Yeah, it's just like you get in your mouth and you're just like, oh, I don't know. This is like real. Like,
it's not natural.
Ugh. When I was a kid in elementary school, I used to like hate eating anything. And the only thing that I would eat was just packets of salami. I would just bring packets of salami to school and just sit there and eat that for lunch. Yeah.
Sure you did.
No bread. Just salami.
Anything to be a part of the conversation. Right?
That's true.
You did
that
not.
That really just, happened.
What? You're the salami kid at school?
I was. Yeah. I was the weird salami kid sitting in the corner.
I could actually see that.
Boogers and salami.
Yeah.
They're still in the corner here, snacking on his salami.
Yeah.
Is that your like your name on OnlyFans? Salami kid.
Salami kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead. Hit me. Yep, I'm Salami Kid.
All right, I'm done. I'm wrapping this up. I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
Oh, Nash is next.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Nash. Right. Nash Carr is coming up on the show, right?
Yeah. He's not even racing this weekend.
Did you speak to him, Salami Kid?
He said he's ready to go. I don't know if he's racing or not.
Okay. Yeah. But all right, we'll find out. We'll come back. Producer Salami Kid here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
God.
Happy Friday. No, good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment.
all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, oh man. Here we go. I love this kid, man. I love this kid.
Although I love him too, and his family, and his, especially his grandma. She's my favorite.
Oh yeah.
I don't think he's racing this weekend.
You don't think so? But he did last weekend, so we can get an update.
Okay.
We'll just see how he did last weekend. Yeah. Speaking of his grandma, she is a good person. I got a selfie taken with her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, at the racetrack. She is a smoker. She's a drinker, man, cusser. She's got it all going on.
That's the right grandma.
Yeah. Oh, this is her. His grandmother is just absolutely, man, she carries liquor in her trunk. I love it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, Nash, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Oh, my God.
Yes, I was just talking about your grandmother. Man, she is a party dog.
Wait,
she is.
She is. Right, okay. Nash? Okay. She is.
All right.
She is.
Yeah. She is. All right, okay. Fine.
All right, okay. Nash, the circuit. Oh, by the way, let me explain this real quick here. Nash, he drives the short track circuit around the Denver metro area down to Pueblo, wherever they'll invite him, and he races every Saturday. Last Saturday was the opening day of the season, and the reason he's on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show is because we're a sponsor. Our names are on this car that wins every time it goes out.
Right, so now. Far.
Yeah.
So we're on far. Delay.
We're off to a good start.
Let's go. Okay, update. So what happened last week? You have to actually ask him questions because he won't. He doesn't know what you're doing.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, so you have to ask him something. So,
how'd it go last Saturday?
He's so sweet, he won't interrupt or anything.
You really? Know what
I mean? Yeah.
Well, we won. We battled some issues. But we won. We started last out of eight and went eighth to first in the first corner.
Nice!
Woo. In the first corner.
Wow! So
eighth to first in the first corner. It was fast.
Yeah, but you don't win the race by being the first in the first quarter. What? How did we do at the end of the race?
Oh, my God.
We led the entire race, and we were the first one to the checkered.
They kept won.
So we won.
They
won. So we did win.
Yes.
We won.
All right, from eighth to first.
Yeah. Yep. Very nice.
Sounds like our morning show. We went from eighth to first once.
We did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Just tried to relate.
Oh,
with
it's
him.
When I got here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a real turn before Jamie. All right. Listen. So we're off to a fast start. How much prize money did you win?
$120.
All right,
whoa,
that's good.
Nice
right. Start. Week one.
Yeah, week one. How much did it cost to enter?
30.
Okay.
That's
not bad.
Net. We got a net going.
And then how much did it cost to drive down there in gas?
Probably 60, 70.
Oof.
Still profit.
Okay.
A profit.
And then how much to put gas in the other car?
A lot. A lot.
Yeah. And then you got to throw in grandma's
liquor.
Yeah, her liquor and her carton of cigarettes.
My God, this is like paintball.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
All right, we're still in the hole just a little bit, maybe. Okay, maybe we're in the hole this week.
Okay. All
but right. But we'll dig out of this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We're
going to
dig out. Yeah. So there's no race tomorrow, right?
Nope, no race tomorrow. They moved it to May 3rd.
Okay.
So we'll be at Honor Speedway the 26th. We'll be back down there.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Are you guys wondering why we haven't paid you yet for the sponsorship?
No.
Are you
been thinking about that?
Yeah. Are you expecting payment?
Because our name's already on there.
Yeah, preferably.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be the nice thing to do.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. But you're off to a big start. We really appreciate that. Don't you get points for that one?
We do. Okay. We are the state leader right now.
Week one, and we're on top.
Wow, that's big.
We are back on top.
All right.
We're state leaders across the state and won the first race. So, I mean, couldn't ask for a better start than that.
Does your grandma really smoke?
No.
Okay, all right. I didn't think so.
Just get that straight.
Because I know her, and I was like, I don't think she smokes. All right,
maybe that wasn't a cigarette I saw. I just saw a smoke coming out of there. So I don't know.
Great.
I don't know. All right, we'll leave it at that.
Now she smokes a blunt.
Yeah. I don't know what that was. Maybe I'm wrong. All right. Well, Nash, it's great talking to you. I wish there were a race this week, but there's not.
No.
But we are on top.
Yep.
We are on top, and that's a great start to the racing season, man.
Yep, I'm excited for it. Hopefully more happens.
Yep. Okay.
So,
All right.
We will stay updated.
Okay.
This kid is a celebrity on the circuit.
He is.
I mean, when he's in the pit area, everybody wants a picture with him. They want a picture of the car. I mean, he is an absolute star on the circuit. Right, Nash?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next time.
I'm not sure what's happening.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Nash, it's on us.
Right, thank you, guys.
Money's on the way.
It's on. Nash, he's just, I don't know what's going on with BJ.
We'll see you. Bye, Nash.
It's Good Friday.
It's not you. It's him.
No, Granny, we said hi.
Granny.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Bye.
What?
What? Oh, my
God. I just said, tell Granny we said hi.
I heard.
I did meet her down at the racetrack. Had a picture taken with her and everything.
Yeah, she's a drinker. She smokes.
I know.
She was smoking something. I don't know what it was. Nice lady, though. Pretty hot for her age, too.
Isn't she beautiful?
She is.
She actually is. Were we on a delay or something?
With him?
Yeah.
No, we're not. He is.
BJ and Jamie.
Run away.
Here comes Peter
Cottontail. Hopping down the bunny trail.
Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way.
I love that.
Bringing every girl and boy. Baskets full of Easter joy.
Know the word.
Things to make your Easter bright and gay.
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 He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue.
Oh, yeah.
There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet, too.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail.
Hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity,
happy Easter day.
Oh, man. Easter weekend.
Yep.
The bunny is on the way.
Yeah.
Woo, man.
I'm excited.
All right. We got to mention the Mighty Millions raffle before we go today. All right. Mighty Millions raffle, early bird. It's the early bird drawing. It's not yet, but the final chance to get your tickets is right now, today.
Yeah, you might as well log on right now because you're going to forget, because you have to get your tickets before midnight tonight to be in the win for the additional prizes, which is the 2025 Audi SQ7 Plus. Oh, plus. Well, I've said this a million times, and I just now add a plus to the Audi. Oh, my God. Plus a trip to Switzerland, or you can, forgo those and just choose the $125,000 in cash. Go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Again, it's the early bird deadline, and it's midnight tonight, so go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
And it also keeps you to drawing, too.
Yeah.
All the other drawings. There's a month, I think, they do a vacation every single day. 30 of them.
So crazy. Yep.
And then they've got money, and then they've got that big house. I mean, just tons of stuff. But right now, it's all about the early bird drawing.
And remember, this is the charity that does give away the house every single year.
Absolutely.
Every single year. Yeah, so don't get it twisted with the, you know, the other one.
There's a scammer out there?
No, it's not a scammer. I don't want to say that. No, it's just that somehow something happens and they don't give away their house. But this one does.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, no, it's just
I'd like to know more about that group. I really would.
No,
I'd like to disclose that.
Oh, my.
Full-fledged.
Well, they have. That's
They've been
why,
disclosed?
Yeah,
good,
that's why people
good,
get it
good.
Mixed up.
Who are those people?
Oh, my God. I'm not going to say their names.
Who are those rats?
Yeah, well, anyway,
right,
Mighty Millions,
us.
They always give away their house. Always.
All right. Get your tickets. Again, MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Go to the website. And that early bird drawing, man, that thing's going to be huge.
Yeah, I'm huge. In it. Did you buy your tickets yet?
I have not.
You got to get in.
I'm buying them
today's the day. Right,
yeah.
Yep, today's the day.
Yep.
All right, I think we're done for the day.
Well,
and
it's
for the
Easter
weekend.
Woo!
Yeah, weekend's here. Let's hear. You got playoff games this weekend?
Yep.
Got Nuggets, Avalanche?
You Woo! Got Peter Cottontail?
You do. You got a big Easter weekend. You got to figure Red Rock's going to be packed on Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Got that early sunrise service out
Speaking
there.
Of Peter, this storm petered out.
Sure did.
What the hell happened?
It's over.
Yeah, that was
Peter out.
Was that it? Yes. All right. Well.
No, there's more to come.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Okay. When you look at this picture up here of Golden, look at that.
Oh, that's true. Golden's a nut
I mean,
drop right now.
That is a winter wonderland up there.
That's true.
It's only right there.
You guys are right out there.
Anyway, all right, you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy. Don't drink and drive, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.